We often view Padre Pio's life through the lens of his actions, his miracles, and his words of encouragement and hope. But in today's video, we go deeper. How did Padre Pio view himself? Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and incredible miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. In today's video, we take a look at how Padre Pio viewed himself. We will examine a letter written by Padre Pio on May 27, 1914, to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto. Padre Pio was 27 years old when he wrote this letter. My dearest Father, may Jesus and Mary always be in your heart and make you holy. At this moment, Father, my spirit is severely oppressed. It seems to me that life holds me back. My heart breaks in the most severe pain. Dense darkness is condensing on the horizon of my spirit, and only the mercy of the one who caused it can and must dispel it. However, my soul will rot under the weight of its infidelities to the author of life. I know that no one is pure before the Lord, but my filth has no limits before him. According to Saint Augustine, the saint views himself as a sinner in everything, while the sinner views himself as innocent in everything. Let's continue. In the present state in which the merciful God and his infinite wisdom and justice is deigning to lift the veil and reveal to me my hidden faults in all their malice and ugliness, I see myself so deformed that my own garments seem to have a horror of my filth. Here we see Padre Pio's knowledge of human nothingness before the greatness of God. He says, this is because the dark image is not represented by a person to whom the soul could easily apologize, but it is represented by God, who at this time wants to speak to it somewhat as a judge with no appeal. In this state, no creature, neither human nor angelic, no matter how much merit it may have, can come between the poor soul and God the judge, who reproduces this dark image. Oh, happy days of my life, when my most sweet good was with me and dwelt within my heart, where did these days go? Living for me is boredom. Let me, O God, free the path of the lamentations and the bitterness of my heart. Will you not now, O merciful Father, remember the sins of my youth, which you have already forgotten? For the love of God, let me weep over my iniquities. It would be better for me if before a human eye could see me, I had perished in my mother's womb. Here we see how Padre Pio's love towards God makes him sincerely hate his sin so much that he would rather never have been born. He continues, these are the lamentations of the soul in this state. Now, what should I do? I surrender to this operation of the divine physician, knowing from long experience that everything will end with the triumph of glory and for the benefit of the soul. It pleases the Lord, however, in his goodness, to immediately put a veil over his great majesty, who desires at these moments to judge my soul, so that I may remain destroyed and terrified. Nevertheless, he gave me the words to represent my cause before him and the strength to support it before his stern gaze. Alas, my Father, what will become of us when we have to appear with all our actions before our God, the judge? If so much terror is shown by a simple pulling back of the veil that hides our faults from our eyes to make them admire them in their deformity, what will it be like when we have to carry them and hold them in front of his stern gaze? O God, if everyone knew your severity as well as your sweetness, what creature would be so foolish as to dare to offend you? My God, thrice just and thrice holy, manifest yourself to all those who dare to offend your severe justice, so that they may learn, if not to love you, at least to fear you. When will I have the consolation of embracing the Lord? Bless me and pray to Jesus for me. End of letter. No one is pure before the Lord, says Padre Pio. If Padre Pio is not pure before the Lord, then where do the rest of us fall? This is a very sobering letter. May it serve as a reminder that we are all sinful and in need of God's mercy. Nonetheless, we have a most merciful Mother to intercede on our behalf. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Padre Pio, please help us follow you on the path of holiness. Thank you for listening. Now please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.